I know this is old news at this point. Some stories are worth revisiting, not because they are new, but because they are the clearest example of exactly what not to do that the industry has produced in years. The Jaguar rebrand is one of those stories, and we should still talk about it. On November 19, 2024, Jaguar deleted its social media history, dropped the Leaping Cat logo it had carried for decades, and launched a 30-second ad with no cars in it, just bright colors, androgynous models posing in otherworldly photo studios, and a tagline that read, "Copy nothing." Elon Musk saw it and replied publicly, "Do you sell cars?" The internet answered for them. Within months, Jaguar's global sales had fallen from 61,661 units in 2022 to 33,320 in 2024. Used car sales dropped 9%. The agency responsible, Accenture Song, was put under review and eventually shown the door. The chief creative officer behind the rebrand, Professor Jerry McGovern, who had spent 21 years at the company, was reportedly escorted out of the building. And the campaign's most famous cultural moment was not a piece of coverage or a viral share in support of the brand. It was nothing, the smartphone manufacturer changing their own social bio to "Copy Jaguar," a joke at Jaguar's expense that got more engagement than anything Jaguar produced. This is what happens when a brand confuses disruption with self-destruction. www.youtube.com/watch/vrltfirqhfang. Here is what makes this story worth studying. The strategy was not entirely wrong. Jaguar genuinely needed to evolve. The company was preparing to go fully electric and reposition as an ultra-premium brand, with new models planned to come in at over £100,000. They wanted a younger, wealthier, more design-minded audience. That is a legitimate business ambition and a real strategic challenge. The mistake was not in wanting to change. The mistake was in believing that obliterating your own equity was the price of admission. Jaguar was not just a car. It was one of the most emotionally loaded automotive brands in existence, built on 6 decades of associations with British craft, performance, and a specific kind of restrained menace. The Leaping Cat was not just a logo. It was a symbol that carried the weight of all of that, recognized instantly in every market Jaguar sold into. When you delete that, you are not starting fresh. You are starting from zero, except worse than zero, because you have actively alienated the people who already loved you without yet attracting the people you are hoping to replace them with. The Copy Nothing campaign made it worse in a particular way. Critics immediately pointed out that a somber blonde woman wielding a mallet in one of the ads bore a striking resemblance to Apple's famous 1984 Super Bowl commercial. The campaign that declared it would copy nothing had inadvertently copied something. The irony was too clean, and the internet did not let it go. Then there is the question of accountability, which is where this story gets more interesting than most people realize. Accenture Song was brought in to handle the account in 2021, led by Droga5 founder David Droga, specifically for what Jaguar described as their technology capabilities, data-led performance, and experience-led approach. They were a consulting firm with a creative arm, not a brand agency, with a deep understanding of what makes a 60-year-old motoring icon irreplaceable. When the rebrand collapsed, Accenture Song got fired. But as the industry discussion that followed made clear, a rebrand of this scale does not get produced without approvals going all the way to the top. The CEO signed off. The board signed off. McGovern, the chief creative officer, who was eventually escorted out, was the architect of the entire vision. The agency held the bag, but the decisions were made inside the building. This matters because it is the same dynamic that plays out in brand disasters at every level. The agency takes the brief, builds something based on what the client says they want, gets approvals at every stage, and then gets fired when the market rejects it. Nobody inside the company takes responsibility for the brief that started the whole thing. Nobody asks the harder question, which is why the brand felt so threatened by its own heritage that it needed to erase it entirely. Bold is not the same as reckless. Courage in branding is not the absence of continuity. The brands that successfully reinvent themselves do not delete what they are. They find what is essential at their core and build forward from it. They ask, what is true about us that is also true about the future we are moving into, and they find the creative expression of that answer. Jaguar did not do that. Jaguar decided that their audience, their history, and their identity were all obstacles to be cleared, and in doing so, they cleared the path for everyone but themselves. As of 2026, Jaguar is still attempting to find its footing. McGovern is gone. Accenture Song is gone. The new CEO is in place. The company is searching for a new creative partner and a new direction. The irony is that Copy Nothing was actually a powerful idea. It just needed to be applied to the brand's future, not used as a weapon against its past. There is a version of this story where Jaguar makes it, where the new electric models land and the repositioning clicks and the disruption turns out to have been worth the pain. That version is still possible, but the brand damage done in the meantime is real, measurable, and entirely avoidable. It did not have to cost this much. The lesson is not never rebrand. The lesson is that brand equity is not a costume you put on and take off. It is the accumulated trust of every customer who ever chose you, every journalist who ever wrote about you, and every person who ever recognized your logo from across a parking lot and felt something. You can evolve it. You can stretch it. You can pull it in a new direction if you do it with enough care and enough respect for what it actually is. What you cannot do is declare it irrelevant and expect the people it mattered to simply to follow you into a void. If you are building or running a brand right now and you feel the urge to start fresh, to wipe the slate, to blow it all up and rebuild from nothing, sit with that feeling for a moment before you act on it. Ask yourself whether what you are actually feeling is creative courage or strategic impatience. Ask whether the equity you are about to throw away is really the problem, or whether the problem is something deeper that a new logo will not fix. That is the question worth answering before you spend a single dollar on a rebrand. A Jaguar does not change its spots because it is bored with them. It changes its environment. If you are ready to figure out whether your brand needs a new direction or just a new environment to hunt in, let's talk. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.